So it's the Commission's 50th anniversary. For our listeners, could you tell them a little bit about the Commission itself?
Well, after the Civil Rights Act was passed in the United States, and that occurred in 1964, then it was up to the states to address continuing discrimination. And the commission was organized to address discrimination that occurred in housing, in employment, and in public accommodations. And housing, we were having issues where people were not allowed to purchase homes in certain neighborhoods, where people were not allowed to rent in certain communities, because if perhaps they had a family and the person who owned the property didn't want a family. That's discrimination. We also saw in housing that people were not allowed to rent properties because of their race or because of their sexual orientation or whatever, and those are discriminatory as well. So housing was a big issue, as well as employment. Just because you pass a law doesn't mean that people change their behaviors overnight. So the commission investigated charges of discrimination in employment and prohibited discrimination on the basis of gender and race and age and disability, and they continue to do that. This is 50 years later after they were established, and we continue to see those problems, unfortunately, in the state of Florida. The Florida Commission on Human Relations has a relationship where they share work with the EEOC, and rather than send people from a federal agency to investigate charges that are brought by Floridians, the EEOC will pay the Florida Commission to investigate those charges and to serve our citizens. They do the same thing with HUD, Housing and Urban Development, when there are charges of discrimination based on housing, etc., and public accommodations, where you saw people who were not served at lunch counters, who could not rent hotel rooms, any public accommodations, who could not ride on buses, etc. So for public accommodations, the Florida Commission on Human Relations is also the agency that investigates charges. And they additionally have a responsibility to do training and to work with employers, to work with the real estate agencies, to work with hotels, so that they don't violate the law, and so that you deal with the problems on the front end rather than responding to them on the back end.
So having that resource, like a state investigatory agency, that can be done more effectively by the state rather than a federal agency?
Absolutely, because in just in terms of the time that it would take, and if you had to send someone from Washington, D.C., for example, with EEOC, the time to travel, and these are people who know these communities. They know the state of Florida, and so they're able to work with individuals to help get the cases resolved in a more timely manner. Unfortunately, the state of Florida has diverted money that would have gone to the commission to other things because they have these work-sharing agreements with HUD and with EEOC. And so we should not expect the federal government to pay for these investigations and for the training and for community outreach when the state should be funding those things. This should be in addition to. And over the years, we've seen the funding for the commission cut year after year after year. And I understand that Governor DeSantis has made a commitment to making sure that the commission has the resources that it needs to adequately serve Floridians.
Final question. I won't hold you up anymore here, but, you know, 50 years, quite the milestone. Is the work as important as ever that the agency does?
It absolutely is. Unfortunately, we still have people who, for whatever reason, want to exclude other people. And they come up with various reasons for the exclusion. And it violates the law, not only in the state of Florida, but the United States of America. And so the work of the commission continues to be vitally important.